This past Saturday night, Isabel and I attended a gala honoring Texas conservatives in Grapevine. I've begged out of the event for the past few years, but was motivated to attend not because Senator Ted Cruz's speech, though such was a delight, but because Texans for Fiscal Responsibility chose to honor true public servant Wallace Hall. Of those at the event, I doubt more than half a dozen were as familiar as me with the full story involving the UT region and his persecution by Austin insiders led by Speaker Joe Boehner Strauss. But I'd never heard Hall address the issue personally. His speech was deeply moving, extremely troubling, and in another way, greatly inspiring in an age where it seems so many of the well-to-do, and Hall is extremely well-to-do, just go along with the destruction of the country to protect their position and status. Wallace Hall pointedly made mention of how the state press corps was AWOL on the scandals at UT and his saga. Hall pointed out that it ended up being journalists from New York, Washington, and other places who got the story out. It's troubling that he's right, that the Texas Capitol Press Corps from beginning until now seems to either be directly under the control of a liberal, non-reform-minded faction at UT or of the non-conservative Speaker of the House, Joe Boehner Strauss. One other tidbit from the speech, Hall claimed that Speaker Strauss told a room full of people that he didn't care if Wallace Hall swung from a tree. So it appears our speaker is in full favor of lynching fellow Texans who dare bother to ask questions uncomfortable to his ruling class. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.